This is Life Unauthorized, a new series from WHYY.
He told me I was supposed to come back to Mexico.
I feel sad, angry, and not cheerful.
Back at home, I would be in danger.
I agree with what Donald Trump has been doing about getting all the criminals out.
I'm just trying to stay on the right path.
In the United States, more than 5 million American-born children have at least one unauthorized parent at risk of deportation. In other cases, family members leave their children behind rather than take them on an arduous journey to the United States. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo has this story of a grandmother from Guatemala who knows well how immigration can separate families.
For 36 years, Guatemala was in the deadly grip of civil war. It ended in 1996, but left lingering widespread poverty. Maria lived in Zacapa and couldn't make ends meet. She decided in 1994 to move to Philadelphia, where her brother lived, to find work. She had a husband and four children. The youngest was just 7. She left them all behind. She paid a man $1,400 to smuggle her over the Mexican border in the back of a tractor trailer. She arrived in Philadelphia on a Saturday, and by Monday morning, she was picking flowers on a farm to send money back to Guatemala. Her husband and two teenage children snuck into the United States the same way soon after.
The two youngest ones didn't come right away because the danger was just too great, and I didn't want to put them through that at that early age.
In fact, the next time she saw her youngest children, they were adults. 12 years had passed before they joined Maria in Philadelphia. She had missed their graduations, as well as all the everyday ups and downs of childhood. That absence made their eventual reunion a bit rocky, although time has since softened the hurt. Maria had a 5th child since moving to the United States, and now has 4 grandchildren here. In the 22 years since she arrived, she has managed to get a Social Security card and a driver's license, although she won't say how. She had a factory job for 16 years and got health insurance through her job. While she doesn't speak English, she lives in a predominantly Spanish-speaking neighborhood, so that hasn't been a major problem. She's built a good life here.
I want to stay here. This is where I belong. I'm extremely worried. But in a way, I'm also a bit relieved because my son just turned 18, so I don't have to worry about him being taken from me, and he was born here. But also, I'm afraid for other mothers that have young children, the separation of a parent from their child. They don't understand how hard it is for us just to be separated.
La separación de familias es muy, muy difícil.
Even though her children are grown, Maria still lives in fear. At 58 years old, she now is raising her 11-year-old grandson, who lost both parents in a traumatic incident 5 years ago. Getting deported now could mean leaving another young child behind.
That was WHYY's Dana DeFilippo speaking with a woman from Guatemala for our series, Life Unauthorized. To hear more from immigrants living illegally in our region, visit newsworks.org/lifeunauthorized.